Okay. We're in the studio today as the coach is taking you behind the scenes with a blast from the past, classic past Major League interviews. Today, we're going to lead off the show with Evan LaGore, a blast from the past. Here we go.
Visiting with the man, Evan LaGore. How are we doing today?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
For those young high school baseball players out there that have that ambition of playing Major League Baseball, they want to know what's the key to your success.
It's a lot of hard work, you know, a lot of time in the cage, a lot of ground balls, and just really kind of, I guess, an undying passion for the game, you know, just loving being out here and loving being around the guys and learning and just picking up as much as I can.
I would always tell my guys that whatever it takes to get to the big leagues, when you get there, if you get drafted, go to minor leagues, you can throw all that out the window and start over. So what would you say to that youngster on that subject?
That's probably pretty true. I mean, you know, everything that you do in college, you know, is basically to get you to a draft spot, to get you to drafted, you know, get drafted to play professional baseball. And then once you get there, it's a whole new world. You know, it's a whole new game. The guys are a lot faster, a lot stronger, and you're going to be exposed to things that you've never seen. So it's definitely a new learning curve, a new learning process, and really just got to find what works for you. And again, you know, just keep working hard.
So what's the keys to hitting major league pitching? That's really the threshold to making it over. Can you hit major league pitching? You make it look so easy out there.
I think, you know, the biggest thing is just really, for me, has been just being selective. You know, a lot of these guys, you know, especially like guys like Burley and Dank, so we've seen the last 2 days, you know, they have the ability to put the ball in the corners and really don't make too many mistakes. So just got to be able to hit the ball that's in the middle and not miss it. And again, just work on those reps in the cage and do your studying and know who you're facing and take that all into the game.
So the young hitter out there, do you work on that process of taking pitches away from hitters by sitting on certain pitches and certain counts?
Well, I try not to sit on pitches. I mean, that's kind of where I get myself in trouble. You know, you start guessing pitches, and then he outthinks you and throws something different, and you end up getting yourself out. So the biggest thing is most guys throw fastballs. Everybody's got a fastball. So just sit on that fastball, and when you get it, drive it.
So let's take us back to when you were drafted, draft day. What was that like?
It was a great experience for me. You know, I had worked hard the whole college season, and when it came down, you know, to the end towards the draft, I mean, those 2 weeks before the draft that I had off in between the college season and the draft, it was a long 2 weeks, you know, just sitting and waiting and taking phone calls from my then advisor and teams. And but, you know, when I did hear my name called, I couldn't explain how excited I was to be going to play pro ball.
What round were you drafted?
First.
First round. Out of what college?
Long Beach State.
Long Beach?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a West Coast man, huh?
That's right, yeah.
So you got that call, you couldn't wait. When you went off to the minor leagues, what was that like?
Again, kind of a shock. You know, you see players who, you know, obviously you're going to compare yourself to everybody. And I saw a lot of guys, even when I was in A-ball, that I thought were ready for the major leagues. And you really start to realize what separates guys. And I think it's more mental than physical. You know, a lot of guys can't deal with the playing every day, the strain that, you know, not only your body but your mind takes. And so, you know, I just tried to grind it out every day. And thankfully, I moved up through the system quickly, you know, which a lot of guys don't. You know, a lot of guys have to put a lot of time in the minor leagues before they get up here. So, again, you know, you just got to keep your mind strong and keep plugging away.
So when you got that call, made it to the big leagues, and saw yourself on the field with some of the same guys you idolized and watched on TV, what was that feeling?
It was a different feeling. You know, we played the first series I played was against Baltimore. And then the Yankees came into town right after that. And, you know, to be on the same field as, you know, again, guys like Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez and, you know, guys who when I was younger I was watching, you know, on TV every night. It was an awesome feeling, a very gratifying feeling, and kind of one that I really tried to not get too awestruck about. You know, you don't want to get caught up in all that. But again, you know, as a young kid, I mean, to be on the same field was incredible.
So you were kind of walking on clouds that day.
I was, yeah. The first time I stepped on a Major League Baseball field, I was just, I couldn't believe it. But, you know, again, I tried to take a step back and just take it one day at a time and believe that I was here for a reason and, that I was here to get a job done.
For all of you youngsters out there, we take you behind the scenes with the man, Evan Agoor.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Evan Agoor is a class act. I want you to know that he's a class act. One of my many interviews with Adam Eaton, by the way, I call him Spark Plug. We got that little special relationship with each other, so I call him Spark Plug. But the man and the coach, Michael E. Maiden, a blast from the past. With Adam Eaton.
Coach, back with my man, Adam Eaton, my hero.
How are you?
All right.
It's good to be back.
Well, new season, fresh start.
Yeah, new season, fresh start. Started out a little slow, but new opportunities.
Let's talk about this team. A lot of new faces, a lot of expectation. Pretty obvious you guys haven't got off to a start that we all expected, but, anybody in baseball knows it's just a matter of time for these guns to get to fire.
No, I agree. We got a lot of new faces, a lot of good players in this room, and, it does take a little time to gel as a team and, understand how, all of our roles. When you bring in so many new guys, there's a lot of new roles and a lot of new roles to be, filled. So it's going to take time, but, I think we see glimpses of it here and there. The more we play with each other, I think the more consistency we'll get out of our guys and the team, and we're looking forward to like I said, every opportunity we have out there.
You guys brought over Vince Coleman for this year, so mm-hmm. You guys might have been a little over aggressive early on the bases, but look like y'all got some big plans on the bases this year.
Yeah, no, definitely. Where I came from in Arizona was a big thing, and coming over here to the AL, it's a little different breed. In a sense that you don't run as much, but you still want to have that in your game plan and be able to steal bases and take the extra base when need be. And Vince has been on board with that, since spring training, and I've really enjoyed my time with him.
And we look around this new locker room that you guys got. It's a big upgrade.
Yeah. I think the locker room we had was like, what, 90s? It looked like it was in the 90s, maybe 80s. But it's been great to, show up after spring training and all the upgrades and the players' lounge and, new weight room. So it's been great, and you feel like a big leaguer when you're here.
Well, the only problem about it, you guys can hide from the coach a little bit more now.
Oh, that's true, too. But, we enjoy it. We're hoping to have some, champagne stains in here, so it should be fun.
So I wasn't too far ahead of myself when I booked my World Series plans.
we can't sit here and say anything like that, but I think we got a good team. And, if we play consistent baseball the way we can play, I think there's some wins there. So, I'm excited. I think we'll be all right.
Coach, take you youngsters behind the scenes with my hero here, Adam Eaton.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Absolutely. Good seeing you.
Jason Castro, Houston Astros, 101 with the coach, Michael E. Maiden. As we start off this interview with some good fun and bloopers, a blast from the past with the coach, take you behind the scenes on what it's like being a major league ball player all year long. Make sure you tune into the show. Log on to our website, blastfromthepast247.com. That's blastfromthepast247.com. And you can look at these interviews and interviews of the past. Jason Castro.
Welcome back to Talk to Me with the coach, Mike Reed Maiden. That's we're on the road all season. Now you made me nervous. As we're on, welcome back to Talk to Me. Back to Talk to Me. All right, we're getting stands on us. Mic check.
All right.
And I got Justin Castro.
Jason.
See, I was just seeing if you were paying attention. All right. Testing. I told you, I got Justin Castro here.
You got him starstruck.
Sorry, now you got me changing your name on you. All right. You want to be Jason or Justin?
I'll be Jason.
Okay. I got Jason Castro here for the Astros as they invade Chicago for the weekend. How we doing?
Doing well. Glad to be in Chicago.
All right. I've always told my guys that the quickest way to the big leagues was pitching and catching. You a catcher. What was your role like getting here?
You know, I definitely agree with that. You know, being a catcher, it's kind of an underplayed position. It's one that if you can excel at, you can move really quickly. And I kind of was fortunate enough to only play about a year and a half or so in the minor leagues before I got called up to the big leagues. So I think, you know, definitely playing the catcher position, you know, definitely helped that along.
And, you know, I came up during that Johnny Bench era where 20 home runs out of catcher was considered a career. Now the catcher position going more to a defensive position.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of that shift back to defense. It seems like it's going that way for a lot of positions, but especially the catcher position. So, I mean, the defensive part is really become important, really working with the pitchers and understanding, you know, the scouting reports and how to attack the opposing hitters. So it's definitely an important part, and it's one that I think is really undercoached at a young age. You know, there's not a whole lot of catching coaches around who are there to teach catching, you know, to kids and stuff. So I think it's definitely an important position.
You know, you guys play a 162-game schedule, excluding spring training. I don't think people realize the wear and tear that a catcher takes sitting down there in the cold, the heat.
It's a grind. It's a real grind. You know, you got to take care of your body and do everything you can to stay strong and keep yourself on the field for 162 games. It's a long schedule, and, you know, your body starts to wear down. So you really got to stay on top of eating right, making sure you're getting your rest and everything like that.
Hey, you know, those youngsters out there that's watching the show, they think that you major leaguers, y'all make a bunch of money and just party all night.
No, it's a lot of work. You know, for a 7 o'clock game, I'm at the field by about 1 o'clock, and I'm in the video room watching video on the opposing hitters and making sure, you know, the pitching staff's on the right page and everything. So it's a long day, and we put a lot of work into it. It's not just a 7 o'clock game. So, you know, we definitely work a lot behind the scenes.
You know, I always preach to my guys, if you want to play on this level, you got to eat, drink, and sleep this game.
Absolutely. That's what it takes. You know, you got to put in the work to get to this level, and it's a sacrifice, but it's definitely worth it.
So what is it like playing down there in the South where y'all get that 200-degree weather?
Yeah, it's tough. That's really where you got to take care of yourself. I mean, catching, and I played in Corpus Christi, Texas, for a season, and it gets hot down there. So you got to really take care of yourself, and you know, that's when you really kind of look at yourself in the mirror and kind of it's gut check time, and you really got to bear down and you know, get it done.
So what is it like when you have a little bit of free time and you're walking down the street and 100 fans find out who you are?
Hasn't been like that yet. You know, it's been actually pretty good. You know, people are, it's kind of exciting for if that does happen to me, you know. So it's a fun part, kind of a perk to that comes with playing in the big leagues. And, you know, I'm happy to be here and you know, hopefully I can stick around.
All right, let's take those youngsters behind the scenes. First time you walked in that major league locker room for the very first time and saw your uniform hanging up, what was that like?
It's a dream come true. You know, something I've wanted since I was a little kid, and I haven't stopped working, and I think all that preparation really helped me to be ready for it when the time came.
Your first major league hit?
It was off of Tim Lincecum at home.
First major league home run?
It was off Matt Cain 2 games later at home in Houston, so it was a fun
game. Man with all the home luck, huh?
Yeah.
Coach, take you behind the scene with the man Castro for the Astros. All right, appreciate it.
Talk to me with the coach, Michael E. Maiden, a blast from the past, as we take you back and share with you some of Coach Maiden's best interviews that include past and present Major League Baseball players. www.blastfromthepast247.com.
Check us out. A blast from the past with the coach, Michael E. Maiden, taking you behind the scenes with Major League ball players all year long. Next is Marwin Gonzalez of the Twins. We'll be right back. And following Gonzalez is Chris Guest when he was a member of the Kansas City Royals.
Coach Mike Lee Maidness, we're visiting with the man, Chris Guest. Welcome back to Chicago.
Yeah, thanks. Good to be back.
Well, being in the big leagues and getting traded to another team, how does that feel?
You know, it was a little different. I wasn't anticipating the trade, but you know, after it happened, got to know people in this organization. Looked like a good move for me, and I feel comfortable over here, and excited to, you know, turn over a new leaf over here.
So when you come back to Chicago and you walk in the visiting team locker room, ain't that kind of awkward?
Yeah, a little bit. It was weird coming to the park today, walking through the tunnel and not going over there. But yeah, I mean, it's still baseball. Come out here, you just try to help your team win.
So did you want to go over there and grab AJ and all that good stuff?
Yeah, I still have that opportunity to grab him. So I'm going to have to be in the field, though.
Maybe a team fight or something?
Yeah, I might have to stir something up.
All right, see, Coach getting it going out here. Now you're over in Kansas City. I mean, you know, what is it like? You know, you have to relocate. You have to learn your way around the city. What is that like for that youngster out there that's watching this show?
You know, Kansas City's actually been pretty easy to get around and get to know, just because it, you know, it's not quite as big as Chicago, but it's still, you know, it's still got its own character. You know, I guess I'm still trying to get to know the city. I shouldn't say I've got it all figured out, but you know, there are a lot of good people, like I said, and very good people, to the point where they make you feel comfortable. I'm talking not even the organization, but just the people of Kansas City.
Well, you know, I have a special bond with Kansas City. That was my first paying scouting job.
Oh, really?
Royals. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you know just as much as I do, and probably more.
Well, that was back in the day, you know. For that youngster out there, I mean, again, what is it like making that transition to hitting major league pitching? I mean, what do? You go to the plate and sit on fastballs and make adjustments to all-speed pitches?
Yeah, no, I'd say so. I mean, I'm one of those guys, I'm not quite good enough to start sitting on sliders or curveballs or changeups, anything like that. You know, like you said, I look for a fastball, adjust everything else. And I think that, you know, majority of hitters do that, especially my style of hitting.
And I used to teach that in college, but I want those youngsters to hear from a major league ball
player. Yeah, no, it's true. And it never really changes whether, you know, you're in little league, high school, college, and in the pros.
And the wear and tear of 162-game schedule, what is that like on a major league body?
Man, that's tough. It's a grind mentally and physically. You know, once you figure out the physical part, which you never really figure out, you just you got to grind and you got to battle. And then just the mentally, you know, the ups and downs of the long, so 162 games. So you got to stay as even keel as possible.
Now, see, you're starting at second base tonight. What kind of reaction do you expect for the fans when your first at bat?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Probably mixed bag. But, yeah, don't really have too much. I don't want to assume too much.
Well, we welcome you back to Chicago. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you. Good to be back.
And my main man, Jesse Crane, when he was a member of the Chicago White Sox. Another class gentleman.
A blast from the past. Classic Major League Baseball interviews.
Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike Lee Maiden, as we're on the road for the wind down of the season, and I got Jesse Crane here. Jesse, we're winding up the season. How would you sum up your season this year?
I mean, I think it was a great season. Obviously, we were in first place for majority of the season, and I have a chance at the end to make the playoffs. So, you know, it's something that has been exciting, and, you know, I think caught a lot of people by surprise, even though it might not have us in the clubhouse. We caught a lot of people on surprise.
And what about these rookies stepping up like men?
Yeah, it's been great to see. You know, we had about four or five in the bullpen the whole year, and, you know, they had a great season. You know, a lot of learning experiences, and they're just going to grow from there. You know, it's just, you learn a lot, you know, just going through the games every day and then going out there and learning from experiences.
And for those youngsters out there that's watching, what's the offseason like for Jesse Crane?
Well, the first month or so is rest, just to wind down mentally and physically, give your body a break. For me, spend time with my family. I have three kids, and, you know, I'll be taking my oldest son, to school every morning and waking up a lot earlier than I do during the baseball season. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. We, you know, as much as we want to, I keep playing, going to the playoffs, which is our dream. You know, you always want to win a World Series. Sometimes it's nice to get home, especially when you see family you haven't seen in a while. So, you know, you make the best of it, and, you know, it's a fun time as well.
So Coach can get away with calling you the housewife for a while.
Exactly. I become the housewife. My wife does it, you know, the whole season, so when I get home for the off season, you know, I got to pay my dues.
So she get breakfast in bed, too.
She does.
I'm working for your wife.
That's right.
So I mean, you know, what you fish, hunt? What's some of the off season?
You know, last year was a I live in Texas, so hunting is big, and fishing is as well. The last couple off seasons, last year I went duck hunting a couple times for the first time, and that was a lot of fun. Look forward to doing that again. And I've also been bay fishing out on the Gulf, catching flounder and stuff. So, you know, I try to get a little of all that in there and, you know, hopefully get my son to come out there and do it with me just to kind of learn the ropes of being a man. I want to teach him that. So, you know, I didn't have that growing up. I didn't go fishing or hunt or anything. So I think it's kind of the cool culture of Texas to, you know, to get my son into it as well.
Bay fish, you trying to use big words on the coach?
No, I don't know too many big words, but... you know, you learn, depending on where you live, you learn a lot of, you know, the different things people do. And, you know, we've come to enjoy living down in Texas, and that's the stuff we do down there.
Not the 7 months of baseball. Do you actually miss this game during off season?
I think by the time January comes around after the holidays, I think you kind of start, you know, itching to get going again. You know, I'll work out starting probably into October, November. But once the holidays finish, that's where you really kick it into gear and start moving towards the next season. The month or two right after the season, you try not to think too much about it. I mean, you might reflect a little bit on the season, look back at things, because during the season you kind of just forget about everything because you have a short memory, so you just kind of move forward. You take one day at a time. About the season, you reflect a little bit and then just move on and really try not to think about it too much because you live it for so long during the season.
And I know my experience with this game, it says young players, there tend to be a sense of insecurity from year to year. Mm-hmm. When you kind of have that veteran status, so I mean, you go home and kind of relax and come into spring training knowing you're going to land on your feet somewhere.
Exactly. I mean, all you can do, you can't control what's going to happen in the game. All you can do is control how hard you work. And, you know, you no matter who you are, you go home, you have a good offseason, you work out, you work to get better. That's all you can do. You can't control what's going to happen on the field or decisions that are going to be made. All you can do is try to, you know, work the hardest you can and, you know, see where that takes you.
Coach, take your youngsters behind the scenes with the man, JC. All right. Thanks, appreciate it.
www.blastfromthepass247.com.
They didn't believe
I had one semi-pro team that I played with was the West End Giants. Mm-hmm. Every week, a guy named was Charlie Davis. He'd get a Smithfield ham.
Mm.
He'd slice that ham up, and you got some Smithfield ham sandwich, and they had goose eggs he used to give us.
Mm.
The way he used to give them from them, he had the big goose egg, and you got a ham sandwich, a goose egg, and a soda after the game.
Mm. And what was that, about 50 cents?
Uh-huh.
How much was that back then?
Well, that was... Well, that Smithfield ham sandwich, that was, you know, that was something to eat, because, you know.
Oh, that was your meal.
What he would do at the end of the year, he'd give us a little, rather than give us that money every week, he'd give us a little lump sum at the end of the year.
Okay.
Then we had black baseball park called Community Field. And you played that with the Palms. It was the Valley and Palm. They would play the Navy team, see. And playing the Navy teams, you didn't have to give them any money. All you have to do is buy them a case of beer. So that means you got, you know, more money.
Yeah.
And then after the game, all the hot dogs they had left over, you could eat.
Okay. So what position did you play?
I was the outfielder. Played left field, played center and right.
Oh, you was the man, huh? You was a beast out there, as the kids say today.
Well, I was small, but I was strong. You know, I had a lot of strength before I...
And remember, tune us in. Next show, log on to our website. Get updates and information. Blast from the Past, 247.com. See you on the next show. Blast from the Past, 247.com. Peace.